on the panes of my window. I watch a street show in the rain. The rusted spokes and the charcoal cloaks of the funeral. Over puddled streets of asphalt, the cortege treads slowly by. A design that once graced the black ball, the rainfall dissolved, dissolved, all have died. Guessing, expressing the faces that faces the streets of monotony game. Beggars under bidding for Park Place, the community chess is profane. By the tracks of the B&O Railroad, Derrick's erected the wooden hotel. I look at the bank, I'm elated to tell the director is doing so well. Then the ground dried and hardened after the clown died in Marvin Garden.
Everyone, and welcome. Arkansas is here, and it's the 16th of June, 2012, here with you for the next hour. You know this network brings you news and information you're not likely to find anywhere else. And like you, I'm just an American, concerned about the same things you're concerned about. Separating of facts from fiction, and the best investment value for our time spent together. This is why you are the essential conduit of any reliable news medium in what's still left of America. Of this there can be no doubt. And besides all else, you're tuned into RBN. I know it's because you still get it. We are the preferred media of a free people, and a still mighty voice. You're hearing Real Talk Radio with, by, and for real people. To join the conversation, our call-in number is 800-313-9443. Check out republicbroadcasting.org, our supporters and our advertisers, as all are well worth your visit. And please consider our pledge drive. Then consider this. What will you do to keep this kind of news and information coming? As a listener, you are every bit a part of this network, as are the voices you hear. Do you think for 1 minute you will ever get what you expect on RBN from what's excreted by those jackasses and whores at those other media channels? RBN snaps you back to the reality of real people, ferreting out real news you can use, so you can quit relying on those brain plasticizers, the big fakers of big media, to spoon-feed you your opinions. For detailed program notes of this broadcast, which are already posted, or any of those previous, refer to larkintexas.blogspot.com. And stay tuned for All in All and Just an American, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Ladies and gentlemen. Now, yesterday, on June the 15th, mark that date in 1215, when England's barons surrounded King John on the plains of Runnymede and forced him into signing the Magna Carta, the Great Charter of English Liberties. British judge Lord Denning described the Magna Carta as, quote, the greatest constitutional document of all times, the foundation of the freedom of the individual against the arbitrary authority of the despot, unquote. This Magna Carta was the first time in history that the unlimited and unpredictable power of a king was handcuffed, and the process began of guaranteeing individual rights under a rule of law, which eventually culminated in the United States Constitution. Magna Carta ends, quote, for the salvation of our souls and the soul of all our heirs, and unto the honor of God. And tomorrow, of course, is Father's Day. And so I say to you, Dad, my hope on this occasion is to honor your years of sacrifice and the nobility with which you too fought that good fight. Now, we spoke last week of industrialization, automation, and precision management of systems, resources, and technological innovation. Those elements and developments which now pave our road to serfdom. I recommended that you watch on YouTube The Net, LSD, the Unabomber, and the Internet, which, by the way, I was first alerted to by Alan Watt of Cutting Through the Matrix on this network some 2 years ago or so. And after last week's broadcast, a listener suggested that we also check out Ship of Fools, both in text and as an animated short film you can also watch on YouTube. I recommended The Road to Revolution by one Ted Kaczynski, a 2009 publication written in collaboration with others while he serves out his life sentence in prison. And two, I recommended you try to read Invisible Contracts, Law as Legalized Slavery, the 1984 book written by the late George Mercier. Even though at more than 700 pages, it is admittedly quite an undertaking, even for myself. Now, y'all know I have an aversion to labels, for in my mind, labels are unnecessary attachments I can well do without. Because labels are symbols and signs, and words themselves are a kind of technology. Let's recall that in Diogenes, the title of my inaugural broadcast last August here on RBN, that Diogenes once said that the art of being a slave is to rule one's master. He also said, I know nothing except the fact of my ignorance. And he has the most who is content with the least. Earl Shoris, in his book, A Nation of Salesmen, said it was indeed the age of information. But information was not the precursor to knowledge. It was but the tool of the salesman. And so what is information but that which is comprised of signs and symbols? Those things which guide our actions from moment to moment and from one day to the next. Today's broadcast is entitled The All in All, which means all things having been taken into account. And I would add, all that appears forever as negotiable and in a constant state of flux. Thus, the truer picture of life is that it continually unveils itself before us as the meaning, whatever you want it to mean. For me, my all in all. As it was first as it first made its appearance in print. It was in the Great Bible, 1539, in 1 Corinthians 1528, that God may be all in all. More recently, the usage of the term is usually with the meaning when all things have been considered. This began life in the 19th century. For example, in this piece from the Edinburgh Advertiser of July 1829, we saw the second night of Peter Wilkins, a piece taking it all in all. We never saw God up better in or out of London. Both ancient and modern versions of All in All have been used in the past few years in popular songs. This song, entitled You Are My All in All, Dennis Jernigan's 1991 song. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give it up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. And I'm sure many of you are familiar with some of the lyrics of the 1979 Pink Floyd tune entitled Another Brick in the Wall. To wit, we don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teachers, leave them kids alone. Hey, teachers, leave them kids alone. All in all, it's just another brick in the wall. All in all, you're just another brick in the wall. Now, I like words, unfortunately. And I often cite quotations. So I'm going to share a few with you today. Please know that I welcome your calls. I have rather a sore throat today, and quite frankly, I'd much rather hear from you, as I'm sure our listeners would. He who has endured such vicissitudes with equanimity has deprived misfortune of its power. That word vicissitude, oftentimes used as a plural form, that quality or those qualities of being changeable, connoting mutability, often synonymous with difficulty or difficulties. We can count on the vicissitude of the seasons throughout the year, the changeability, in a singular sense. But in its more common plural sense, once again, he who has endured such vicissitudes with equanimity has deprived misfortune of its power. And what is that word equanimity? But that quality of being calm and even-tempered points to composure. Hi there, Dave in Arizona. Welcome back.
Thanks for taking my call, Ark.
Absolutely. Welcome.
Yes, all in all, we are just another brick in the wall. And I actually remember as a kid on a school bus listening to the radio and everyone in the school bus singing the lyrics to that song.
How about that? Hold on there, Dave. Let's take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll return in just a moment.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
All these match to break this spell. I know I'm gonna be a lot of trouble. I can tell. Cause they get me wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, we're joined by our caller, Dave, from Arizona. Would you like to pick up where you left off there, Dave?
Yeah, I don't know where I was going to go with it, but like I was saying, I just remember as a kid on a school bus, of all things, listening
just
to that
almost,
song.
Almost like the refrain from the song itself, huh?
Yeah, it was almost like it was kind of just the whole irony of it. But when you're a kid, you don't know what you're listening to. You're just listening to it. And it's one of those things where it's just another pop song. But as you get older, you realize in a lot of pop music and a lot of entertainment, they're sending you a message or warning if you so choose to heed it or listen to it.
I think that's true. I remember, I want to say it was an Eagles tune back in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
Listen to the music. Listen to the music all the time.
Right.
You know, in more recent days, the last few years, I rediscovered that Pink Floyd song called Us and Them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go on YouTube and you do a search for Us and Them, but with the lyrics, and then familiarize yourself with the lyrics to that song.
Mm-hmm.
And then also go to a YouTube tutorial right afterwards called A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Fabian Society, Communitarianism, and the New World Order, or its subtitle. And that video tutorial features the same music from Pink Floyd, Us and Them, because all of a sudden, those lyrics take on a new meaning,
mm-hmm.
because they begin to make you see how the Hegelian dialectic works,
mm-hmm.
and how thought processes work, frankly, against all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because oftentimes we employ words confidently assuming that people understand precisely what we mean, and yet they're perceived differently. Even when we're speaking the same language.
Right.
Quite an interesting study.
It really is.
I always recommend those two YouTube video shorts as an introduction to communitarianism and the world which is coming into view before our eyes. Because it makes you think. And especially of your place in this New World Order. And as you recall too, Dave, I remember even more recently the admonition from Alexander Solzhenitsyn when he cautioned about those words, we the people, how we comprehend them. Because he famously said, the simple step of the courageous individual is not to take part in the we. Here again, that word we is capitalized.
Yeah. I'm
Are you following?
I'm following you. I've been following you for a while. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Good.
You, I don't think, well, to me, you don't have to explain it, but I mean, it's taken, I'm sure it took you a while, and it's taken me a while to fully understand what's going on. And now I'm at the point where I don't really want to discuss it with anyone anymore, like just out in public. I'm just watching everything kind of in horror. I'm just an observer now.
Well, I think that's a useful trait, honestly. I remember as a kid, I studied a lot of different religions because I wanted to understand how people around the world thought.
Mm-hmm.
Where did they get their beliefs? What constructs for them were authoritarian,
mm-hmm.
in nature? And I knew that cultures and peoples were different. But hold on there, Dave. We have another quick break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to our long segment. If y'all would like to join in, Dave and I, that phone number is 800-313-9443. There are other words like those words, all in all, which can seemingly be interpreted in many ways. Another expression is will to power. And you can actually find this expression, will to power, in the encyclopedia. According to Friedrich Nietzsche, the man who is said to have coined this term of art, it is the fundamental element of human nature. The power in question is not necessarily domination over others, but can be achieved in creative activity. It is associated with self-sufficiency and self-confidence. When this will is frustrated, consolatory myths appear in the shape of unhealthy ethical systems, promoting virtues such as charity and humility, which are in fact sublimations of resentment and envy. You have any thoughts about those words, or all in all, Dave? Maybe not off the cuff, but if you have, please.
Yeah, when I think all in all, gosh, the first thing that it triggers to me is kind of a collectivism, or kind of a communitarianism.
Well, maybe you could think too, kind of a reconciliation of all those words flitting back and forth in our heads. And, of course, in a lot of other ways. How about will to power?
Will to power, to me, when I think of those words, I just think of it. It reminds me of modern politics. It sums up what politics and warfare is at this point in time.
Well, you know, Nietzsche meant these words one way, which I encapsulated. He associated this expression or term of art as it was associated with self-sufficiency and self-confidence, which I would say is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you also go back in your encyclopedia and you look up neoconservatism, which are those Trotskyite socialists, those international socialists, which have frankly taken over the modern-day Republican Party, neoconservatism also employed that expression or term of art, will to power, and most notably with people like Leo Strauss and Irving Kristol, the father of Bill Kristol. It was kind of for them, it had a quite different meaning and understanding, particularly in contrast to what Nietzsche said, because he didn't necessarily think these words necessarily connoted domination over others. However, it's clear that with the neoconservatives, or the neocons, if you will, the philosophers behind neoconservatism, they intended it as a means to, in fact, steamroll what they viewed as their competition.
Mm-hmm.
So in the way that you think of it, it's understandable, because that's what we see in our world today. We see the socialists of both the right and the left simply exercising their will to power, and the people be damned. Yes?
Yeah, I tend to think so. I mean, I haven't read that piece in a long time, so I don't remember exactly. A lot of what he says is confusing to me.
No, and you know what? Words are just that way, and that's the whole point of this exercise, for me at least. When I consider words like all in all, you can do a search online, anyone can. And believe me, it means just about anything under the sun. And has meant any and everything under the sun.
Uh-huh.
And the same can be said about that expression, will to power. Although it was Nietzsche who most famously really expanded upon it, at least originally. And it's words like that which were frankly hijacked, meaning entirely something different.
But yeah.
Nietzsche also talked about this thing called will to power when he said that when this will is frustrated, then consolatory myths or words which are soothing, that create myths, appear in the shape of unhealthy and ethical systems promoting quote-unquote virtues. Now, you've heard it said by the libertarians that cannot really legislate virtue and morality. So it causes you to think. And Nietzsche also mentioned these virtues as constituted of charity and humility. Again, he felt that these were mere sublimations of resentment and envy. So in the end, he felt that unless a man could exercise his will to power, striving for self-sufficiency and self-confidence, then he would be forever damaged, because he would be overcome by feelings of resentment and envy, unhealthy attributes. But what else is on your mind today?
I just wanted to, I kind of wanted to get this off my chest, this whole issue about drones coming to a neighborhood near you.
Oh, have you seen those cute little mosquitoes?
And the mosquitoes, those are great too. And I was looking at a hummingbird outside my window, and I was wondering if there's a little camera inside its brain.
I swear, that's why I recommend that folks take a look at this Ship of Fools animated video short on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Also read the text. I was surprised.
Yeah.
This was a piece that was also written by Ted Kaczynski.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's the one that wrote his college thesis, Industrial Society and Its Future.
Mm-hmm.
And if we go into the encyclopedia and we look up that word obscurantism, which I've made mention of many times,
mm-hmm.
We see where even people like Bill Joy, who is quite the techno wizard in the modern sense, has words of warning in the same way that Ted Kaczynski has voiced these words of warning. And I think it should give all of us pause, because, I mean, this world of technological innovation seems out of control today.
Oh, it doesn't. It's not just seemingly. It is out of control. And the reason why I brought this up, this issue of drones, is because I remember watching a documentary on drones a few years back, and they were talking about the how these military guys, they wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning, go to their center in Las Vegas where they control from thousands of miles away, and they start bombing little villages, and then they go home after they've killed a few people. Now,
it's like a kid with a joystick.
Yeah. Now, but what I was thinking when I watched this video is that we are actually letting this happen. we the people, whatever that means, we're watching this happen, and no one really cares about drones because, frankly, they're in another country and they're bombing someone else's village. And I thought, you know what? If Americans are allowing this to happen in another person's country, we're asking for it to come to ours. And lo and behold, we're getting drones. And lo and behold, would you be surprised if people started getting assaulted from up on high? I wouldn't be surprised in about 5 to 10 years.
You know something, Dave? I still sense that people are shocked when I explain to them that the very model of socialist organization is the corporation. And when you have something like a personal computer coupled with corporatist organization, you truly have a socialist system. And people are also shocked when I explain to them that the public school system is entirely socialist today. In fact, the United States military is entirely socialist today. These people are compartmentalized. They are on a need-to-know basis. They willy-nilly go about just doing their job, and they feel quite proud of themselves at the end of their day, having no clue what it is they may or may not have participated in that was, in fact, quite evil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at doctors. Doctors have become little more than drug peddlers.
Yeah.
And look at lawyers. They're frankly running a criminal racket. Just like the bankers.
Yeah.
You know, all the large insurance companies today are in bed with the governments. Their profits are guaranteed. It's written in the legislation. And so when we talk about welfare and some of these words that socialists prefer or welfareists prefer, like social justice.
Yeah.
I mean, it really works both ways. I mean, I don't see any difference between fascists and communists, for instance. To me, they're one and the same. And then you add into the mix the fact that we're all working on for company script and damn near every plank of the Communist Manifesto is in full force and effect. And we absolutely have some thinking to do in terms of how it is we as individuals are to approach this world.
Yeah, and it's very difficult for the average person to understand what's going on. I can't imagine going up to someone, to some like middle class, you know, mother of three at a supermarket and start talking to her about modern communism. It's not going to happen. It would blow her brains out, literally. Like her brains would be bleeding out of her ears. It's too much.
Well,
it's a totally different. People have absolutely no context. When you start talking to them, they just don't have. That's the problem. Is because if you give someone facts that are true, they won't accept them, even though they are true, and you prove it to them because they don't have their minds are wired in such a way that it cannot swallow it or cannot accept it. I've had it happen to me a billion times.
I think most of us listening have had this same experience.
Right, I'm sure.
Hang with me there, Dave, and let's bring up Mike in New Jersey.
Yeah.
How are you?
How you doing, Lark?
Good.
Okay, I was a great conversation between you and Dave, and in terms of the collectivist model being imposed on us, it reminded me of an article I read by D.V. Kidd, where she quotes the Illinois Joint Committee on Regional Government, September 26, 1978, which explained how the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation, after World War I, decided that They did not want this country reverting to what it was prior to 1914, so they realized they had to control education, and the biggest thing was history. So they approached five, this according to Norman, Mr. Norman Dodd, he said the two foundations approached the five of the most prominent historians in this country with the proposition that they alter the manner of the teaching of the subject. They got turned down flatly, so they realized they must build their own stable of historians, so to speak.
Hold that thought. Mike, Dave, stay with us. We'll return following these messages.
Someone will touch you softly.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah.
Those lyrics, Dave and Mike, are "I had too much to dream last night," not "I had too much to drink." Go ahead and pick up Mike, and then we'll come back to you, Dave.
Okay, so the Carnegie Foundation paired up with the Rockefeller Foundation, and they assigned the task of domestic history, U.S. history, to the Carnegie Foundation, which approaches the Guggenheim Foundation, which specializes in fellowships at the academic level, and they suggest to them that when the Carnegie Foundation relocates a relatively young potential historian, will the Guggenheim Foundation give that person a fellowship merely on their say-so? And the Guggenheim reply is yes, they will. And that becomes the policy which, if finally picked up and manifests itself in the expression of collectivism all along the line, of which the dividing of this country into regions, using all the logic which supports the ultimate idea that in order that regional government in turn be effective, there must be a new constitution of the United States, end of quote, by Mr. Norman Dodd. So you see a lot of this push for a constitutional convention, which many sources on the Internet saying patriots should always oppose that because that would be the final death knell. Then they would just openly dissolve the Constitution as it currently exists and put in their own system, which we know would be the worst.
Yeah, because once such a convention is convened, there's no constraints on what might occur. What about you, Dave? What are your thoughts?
Geez, I don't know what to say. There's so much.
I can tell you all this. The summer I finished high school, before my first year in college, I read None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen and Larry Abraham. You can read this for free online. Pick the book up at garage sales for a quarter. And I read that book twice. And so I was well prepared for what the future would hold. And yet I can say that I stuck my head in the sand and lived out my life in the same way as that middle-class housewife you referenced, Dave.
Yeah, I think one of the texts that kind of influenced me just a few years back was, you probably know of Hayek's work, The Road to Serfdom.
Yes, and did you know that Friedrich Hayek was the man who put together the Mont Pelerin Society?
No, I don't know anything about that.
At that very first conference over in Europe, Mont Pelerin means pilgrims.
Mm.
Ludwig von Mises asked, aghast, "Are you all socialist here?"
Yeah, I remember that.
Thanks so much, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned to RBN.
Gold.